Basically, the question is the contrast between the ego's peace and the Holy Spirit's peace. And so even though one may be very angry and upset, and then one chooses to be peaceful, that's really not the peace of God. And I quite agree. That there are ways, certainly, of behaviorally, you know, shutting our bodies down sufficiently so that we're at least quiet, we're not ranting and raving, etc. But we have not undone the cause of the original anger and upset. One of the ways of knowing which peace it is, you know, the peace of the ego or the peace of God, is that the peace of God embraces all people without exception. And the ego's peace, because everything of the ego, always excludes certain people. Right? So I may be really angry at you, but now I decide, well, it's not a very spiritual thing to do, so I won't be angry, I won't yell and scream at you, but I'm still not seeing you as one with me. I'm not seeing you as sharing the same thought system of the ego or sharing the same thought system of the Holy Spirit. I'm seeing you as different from me. The ego thought system thrives on differences. That's what the ego thought system is. It begins with a perception of differences. God and I are different, and I don't like the difference, and I judge the difference, and then I do something about it. I need to do something about this difference. And what I do is I make sure that I'm going to be God and he's not. And everything I discussed earlier today. Everything the ego does, everything special relationships is about, is difference. Everything is difference. Right? Another way of saying what the fundamental teaching of this course would be for us on a practical level is that we would come to understand that despite all the superficial differences that abound in this world, we all are alike in three very crucial ways. We all have the same thought system of the ego, 100% murder and hate and guilt. We all have the same thought system of the Holy Spirit, 100% love and peace. And we all have the same power of mind to choose between the ego and the Holy Spirit. We are all alike in that way. And that's the only way that's important. Despite all the other differences, we are all the same. What that means, and this is another way of understanding, why no perception of anger, or why no anger is ever justified. Because anger always says, you and I are different. You have done a bad thing. I haven't done it, you've done it. And therefore you deserve to be the object of my wrath. Not to mention my punishment, and not to mention everybody else I'm going to mobilize against you. That's why, again, anger is never justified, because it is always based upon a perception of differences. You and I are different. When the fact of the matter is, the only truth that there is within the illusion, or the only true thing you could say about the illusion, is that we are all equally insane. All right? We are all, on the other side, equally sane. Everyone in this world, everyone who walks into their bathroom in the morning and looks in the mirror and perceives an image that they believe is themselves, is 100% sick. Everybody. Everybody on the other side has a correction for that sickness. We all have a 100% thought system of hate, a 100% thought system of love. Right? The only differences that occur in this world is how much time one spends in either side. Right? So, for example, as one deepens one's understanding and one's practice of this course, and one is able to let go of guilt more and more, one spends less time with the hate and more time with the love. The hate is still there, 100%. It does not shrink. The love is still there, 100%. That doesn't shrink. What does change is the amount of time I spend with either the ego or the Holy Spirit. We are all exactly the same in terms of sharing those two thought systems. That is why any attack thought, any judgment, any anger, any criticism of any kind, on any level, is unjustified, because it is a denial of the truth that we are all the same. So, the peace of God recognizes that we are all the same.